So I was watching Forensic Files, you know, Forensic Files, and season 10, episode 36, one of the heavily featured people that you got to watch out for is Michael Hale. And I was just wondering if that is the same Michael Hale as is the guy who I've been listening to in the podcast. I feel like he shows up around 6 minutes or so. Anyways, I think Jesse might be good to get down to the bottom of this and perhaps realize whether he's been actually dealing with a criminal this entire time on the podcast. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to YKS. Mike and JF here on a beautiful Saturday morning. Mike, what's going on over there in Mike Land?
Didn't know it was Saturday.
That's not good.
Forgot what day it was.
Yeah. That's a big problem. Actually, something I've been meaning to talk to you about is your lack of awareness of the day of the week. So we can just run it down from here. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Saturday's after Friday. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. One of the things I like to do when I wake up and I go, oh, fuck, what day is it? I look down at my arm and see if I'm the guy from Memento and maybe I wrote it down on my arm to see what day of the week it is.
Yeah.
Most of the time I'm not. So I say, well, what was yesterday? That kind of helps a little bit. And then I say, what's tomorrow? And that really cinches it all together for me. From there, it's basically math.
Yeah, but I don't have a lot of time for this. You know, I don't have a lot of time for figuring that stuff out.
Yeah, right. Because you were doing, what did you say you were doing?
Sleeping.
Yeah.
Basically just sleeping.
Well, in the world of dreams, Mike, it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter what day it is, does it? You know? Boy, I remember Saturday mornings in the old days. I used to bound down the stairs and go grab a cup of hot cocoa and then basically turn on the television and veg out for a couple hours, whether it's cartoons, whether it's crazy cartoons, Looney Tunes, you know, wacky cartoons. I'm wishing I was back there instead of here.
Yeah, all that stuff died, JF. You know, when you were a kid, you will watch cartoons, you know, and like, this is the best shit ever. And it's like, I don't have to be anywhere.
Right. Just
see what the wacky racers are up to. Where are these guys going? And
I
know. Then you grow older and they stop putting cartoons on. Or they started putting Saturday an NBA show or something on.
Yeah.
And it's like, where's the fucking cartoons at?
Where's the cartoons? You know? I'll tell you what, for me, you know, back when I was a kid, cartoons were maybe, that was the time I laughed most all week. You know, that was the fun time for me. That was funny. That was hilarious.
And it was also insightful.
Yeah, exactly right. You kick your feet up and you relax a little bit with cartoons. Now I see a cartoon. I go, oh, great. I have to jack off to this, you know?
Yeah. It's times to change, man.
It really has. You know, Lola Bunny was basically teaching me life lessons, and now she's teaching me how to come hands free.
Yeah. Here's your dice of the week: Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And now it's like, here's how we
right.
You know, whatever.
Yeah. Are you ready to get pegged? Basically, is what Lola Bunny's asking me now, and it's like, yeah, of course, you know, but can I get my hot cocoa first? Crying out loud.
Now it's all about inflation. Like, I got to inflate her to get her. I'm going to inflate her to get her off. I don't understand it.
It's crazy. It's crazy what the world's coming to, you know. But, hey, we'll keep on rolling with it. Mike, I'm just glad you're here. After I heard this voicemail, I thought, oh, no, my old friend Mike, he's a vicious killer.
You thought my old friend Mike? That's actually kind of cool.
First time
you've called me your friend.
my coworker, the guy who works at my work, is a serial killer. But I looked into this. That was a good tip on the voicemail line there. I looked into this, and I actually had a hard time finding it due to the incredibly wrong information I was given by the tipster. So this is one way right here. This is how you know that eyewitness accounts are not reliable, because it was not season 10, episode 36. It was, in fact, season 10, episode 34 of Forensic Files. You can find it under the name Medical Detectives, a.k.a. Forensic Files, on YouTube, the full episode. This is entitled Bump in the Night is the name of this one.
When did this come out? Because I feel like I've seen this before. Someone sent this in before.
Oh, really? Maybe we've talked about it before. And you know what? We've done a lot of shows.
No, because I don't think we've ever talked about it. I think I think someone did say that I was in an episode, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's funny. It's not me. I should say that it's not actually me doing, what is it, arson?
Well, that remains to be seen, Mike.
Brian Cruz had an alibi for the night of his stepfather's murder. He said he was camping with his best friend, Mike Hale, and Hale corroborated his story.
Yeah, hold up.
Yeah. Hold up. Best friend?
This was a long time ago. This was in the 80s.
Yeah. Bruh. And you went camping? We were supposed to go camping. but boy, the story continues from there.
Airtight. And the alibi started to crumble when police discovered that Brian's friend, 31-year-old Mike Hale, had a prior conviction for robbery.
Yeah. You were stealing stuff too?
I was stealing.
You were stealing stuff too?
Well, here's the thing, JF. Michael. They had some stuff and I didn't have none and I wanted it.
Oh, Michael. That's exactly how my aunt talks to my uncle. Michael.
Michael.
You ever know anybody talk like that? Michael.
Yeah. Michael Caine. I was friends with him for a while and he would always call me.
Yeah.
It was a Michael.
You go camping with him too? Piece of shit.
Being the murder weapon.
But investigators still needed proof that Brian Cruz was the killer, or was the real killer, Mike Hale.
It wasn't me. It was somebody else.
Is this the type of shit y'all are watching out there, by the way? Is this what's on y'all's TVs?
Yeah, this show rocks, dude. Forensic Files.
Have you seen this before? By the way, I will say the timestamp was wrong, too. So it was wrong episode, wrong timestamp. And then also, I will say it does seem like the caller seemed to believe that Mike Hale was the killer.
Cruz claimed that his accuser, Mike Hale, was the real killer. So investigators confiscated the clothing each man was wearing on the night of the murder.
Oh, so they grabbed your big black hoodie and ratty gym shorts, and they took those into the lab? Wow.
How about ratty?
Careful evaluation. Investigators found no blood spatter on Mike Hale's clothing.
No, they found a bunch of cum.
However, there was a bunch of semen. We think he was coming at all times. We think he was coming constantly. It's the detective or whatever. When we found him, when we located him at work, he was coming.
He was at work. He was there 30 minutes late for some reason because he didn't know how to check the calendar.
Napoleon made a bargain with Mike Hale.
Why did he say the first and last name like that?
Hale turned snitch.
Oh, my God.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
The jury.
Now, let's hear that again. That's really important.
Mike Hale turned snitch, rat, whatever you want to call
it. Wow. You think you know a guy, and then he turns snitch rat.
Or whatever you want to call it.
Jeez, man. I don't know. All I can say is I really hope you get yours.
During our interview, Brian threatened Mike Hale's life if he ever got out of prison.
There's justice. Mike Hale will get it his. All I know is I should get out of here one day. If there's any justice in this world, I get out one day. I may come right back to prison, but it'd be justified this time.
A thinly veiled threat, I think, there.
Too thinly. It's like, Jesus, just say it, you know? Dancing around the fucking threat all day. I don't have time for this shit.
Yeah, you got to go to work. So that was the wrong episode, the wrong timestamp, and also it was the wrong guy. He didn't do it at all. But that being said, I am still calling the police and telling them that I have a person of interest that I work with.
Yeah, I was watching TV. I know this episode is probably 20 years old at this point.
You think you know a guy. So that's what I've been doing is researching. I ran a background check on you. I'm waiting for the results to come back on that. $50 well spent. I'm excited to see what it says about your rental history, live next to weird guy. I think there's going to be a lot of good stuff coming back. But it sounds, it looks like I'm boring you from the way that you're
fucking fuck off.
Go on, Michael.
You ever hear somebody say your name a lot and then it's just like, or say a word?
Yeah.
Do you ever have a word in your head and you're like reading it and it's like, you're reading it over and over again and then it doesn't make sense anymore? And it's like, oh, that doesn't seem right anymore.
Did that happen to you the last time you were reading a book?
Michael. Yeah, I got stuck on these sometimes 4 or 5 letter words in there, JF. And it's like, you got to break them down.
Okay. What do we know? So let's see. I wanted to say something really quick, just a PSA. If you signed me up for the Epoch Times subscription to my personal email address, you know, congratulations, you played yourself because, you know,
it's easy to unsubscribe.
I just report.
There's a link there.
Report spam, unsubscribe, block the sender. I mean, so I hope you got your jollies off that. I could personally use with fewer joke subscriptions sent to.
What's the Epoch Times?
Isn't that the Ben, what's his face thing? Isn't that the little guy? What's the little guy's name? God damn it, I'm losing it.
Dominic. It's a far right international multi-language newspaper and media company affiliated with the Falun Gong New Religious Movement. The newspaper, based in New York City, is part of the Epoch Media Group, which also operates New Tang Dynasty Television. So I don't think this is Ben. Okay. Is it Ben Dominic?
I think it is.
Epoch. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to do some research.
Okay, let me know. And maybe get a charge back on your card since you probably signed me up for it. I haven't read any of this stuff yet, so I don't know. Maybe it's really good. What do you think? Maybe it's cool. It sounds good from the way you described it. All these little guys named Ben running around doing little magazines and stuff.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Get real.
He's married to Meghan Cain.
Oh!
We don't need to roast this guy, JF. He's already in a hell of his own creation.
He's the guy who does her hair.
All right now, Megan. Tell me how you like this.
Is she still on The View, or did she quit The View because of she didn't want to take a vaccine? I can't keep track of this shit. I don't. Maybe I should be reading the Epoch Times because I don't know.
I heard something like she quit. She quit or something because everybody was mean or something like that. I don't know. Go get a construction job or something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, she's running The View like it's the Navy.
Yep.
And we also, I guess we should apologize because I guess on a previous episode, I'm not doing the apology of the week. I don't even have that on here.
Don't even.
Oh, I do. I'm still not going to do it. Not going to. We came up with the idea. We came up with our own idea to do the Fast and Furious series.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
That was our idea. We came up with it. And I said, you know what? I bet somebody's probably already done this. And then I guess they quickly registered a Twitter account.
Got a bunch of bot followers.
They cranked out dozens, if not hundreds of episodes.
Somehow going into the past and recording episodes.
Yeah. So great job to No One Likes
You got
the tuna.
Us.
Yeah, you got us. No One Likes the Tuna. You got us. We won't do it. You know what? Since you wanted the idea so bad, you can have it. We're letting you do the whatever it was we said we were going to do, whether it was watching it backwards, forwards.
Upside down.
Oh, our thing was we're going to travel. So they're probably not traveling while they're doing it. So I think we could still do that. And we could call it something. We could call it, because I think No One Likes the Tuna is a joke from the first Fast and Furious movie. So we could do it. We could do an in-joke from the Fast and Furious movies too, right? Like,
we like the tuna. Something like that.
We do like the tuna.
Ripping off their entire.
But I had another idea while we were sitting here. I was talking to Dan before we got started. We were waiting on you for some reason. And I was talking to Dan and I was thinking maybe we could watch. What if we watched every episode of SNL?
Yeah, that would be cool. I'm sure that someone has done that, is doing that.
You think someone's doing that too?
Probably. From the beginning, you want to start from the beginning?
Start from 1975 or whatever. Watch the first episode with Gilda Radner or whoever the fuck was on SNL in the 70s and then just watch every episode, and then we come on here and we review it and we call it like we like tuna, the show.
Yeah.
Something we'll come like up that. With
a better name.
Yeah, right. Obviously that's not the one we have to go with, but the idea we do, I think we do have to go with the idea just because it's that good. We're recapping. Boy, the Gumby one this week was super funny. I really liked the Gumby one. Can you imagine having to talk about that?
I'm Gumby, damn it. Now I read in an interview with this guy, the guy who came up with that he was just backstage and it was 2 seconds before they went on or they went live, because they do the show live, JF, every week.
Yeah, they used to, yeah.
And he just came up and he said, "What about I'm Gumby, damn it?" And that's how history was made. That's like a story we would tell on there.
That I think people would really enjoy that a lot. Oh man, the musical guest this week. This was
yeah. Name one 80s punk band. Searching your brain. I can feel it scanning your brain for an 80s punk band or something.
Okay, the guest this week was the Talking Heads.
Okay, well you got that one.
Okay,
you got
sweet.
Lucky on that one.
They played their hit song, "Well, We're Just the Talking Heads," and you could tell the audience was the audience of 50 people that was there. They absolutely loved it. They really liked the tunes. They came back for a second performance where they did "We're Just the Talking Heads" reprise. They reprised it, so that was really excellent. Of course, Weekend Update this week was hilarious. They talked about some of the news from the 70s, so they would have said like
Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford today has said that he is, you know, going to do some more laws.
Oh, that old and Gerald Ford.
Dan Aykroyd is coming on there.
Oh, funny. Is he doing Gerald Ford?
Yeah. I'm Gerald Ford, and I'm going to do some laws. And the Woo! Crowd is just fucking.
Oh, yeah.
That's the guy from now.
Didn't they have like wouldn't Bozo the Clown come on in the 70s too? Didn't they have like a guy who would pretend to be Bozo the Clown?
I think you're thinking of Homie the Clown from Living Color, maybe.
Oh, I'm always thinking about Homie the Clown. So stay tuned for our SNL show when we run out of ideas for sure. And we look forward to getting the angry DM from the SNL podcast. That we're
already mixing up. Excuse me. You're already mixing up SNL and In Living Color. Two different shows.
Oh, boy. Well, enough ideas for this week, Mike. I think we've really cranked them out pretty good. It's time for an update on an old Kickstarter. Oh, shit. It's an update on an old Kickstarter. All right. Speaking of good ideas, remember this one? This is called The Dirty Toilet Game. From episode 192, yeah, the dirty toilet game. That's when you break out the plunger and try not to get any turd particles in your mouth. There's one. What
sucks.
Else?
Sucks.
Okay.
That one sucked.
All right.
I can't think of one myself, but
see,
the one that you did.
Critics. This is how all critics are. They don't know what it's like in the trenches trying to make dirty toilet jokes. They don't understand what we go through every day. This one was from episode 192.
I love the people who email in and after the, you know, they listen to the episode and they're like, what you should have said here. It's like, motherfucker, I just woke up and immediately got high and sat down in a computer chair. All right. This isn't like, this isn't S and L. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's not. Could be.
Could be.
The Dirty Toilet Game, episode 192, it had $3,144, ended with over $6,000, so we got it there, $6,800 actually, we got it over the hump. I'm going to play a little bit of this video so you can remember what this is about, but Dirty Toilet Game really does a good job of describing it.
Hey, why couldn't the toilet paper cross the road? It got stuck in a crack.
This is the toilet talking.
Did we play this before? This is stupid. Did we play this?
I think we did, but some of it sounds really unfamiliar to me, so yeah. He just hit another toilet with a slingshot, like Bart Simpson.
I see you've met the dirty rascal. I'm Lori, the creative brains behind the Dirty Toilet Game. The game where the goal is to collect 5 clean toilets and discard your poops.
Why do you need 5 clean toilets?
I'm discarding my poops.
I only have one ass.
Every chance it gets.
Oh, dirty toilet. Bounce the poops off.
In the game, you will have to use action cards and problem cards, such as the butt crack plumber.
Oh.
And super diarrhea, to name a few. Dirty toilet. This game is 2 to 4 players.
Super diarrhea.
Those who love chaos with the group tag team version for over 4 players, only available at certain reward levels. To help you with your win strategy, you can use power cards such as the spray hose, toilet angel, and the all-knowing God Soapy Hands.
I don't know what that is.
Part of this
campaign. The spray
soapy
hose?
Hand.
Even more fun. If this campaign is successful, players could use the Royal Flush and Black Diamond Clean Toilet to kick your opponents in their butts.
Oh, man. I'd love that.
Fund a campaign and tell your friends and family how excited you are about the Dirty Toilet game. The game for people who can laugh at poop and plumbers with butt cracks.
That's us. If that ain't us.
I know. The game for people who can laugh at poop and plumbers with butt cracks. That's awesome. I would love to invite my friends over and play this game with the adults that I know.
Hey, we're going to cook out or what? No, I have this card game.
Opening the wine, opening the bottle of wine. All right, you guys, let's see here. We can watch the latest Wes Anderson movie, or we can play the Dirty Toilet game. You know what? Just to get you informed, I'll read you the story of Poopville, which is not the latest Wes Anderson movie, of course. In a town called Poopville, the residents are surrounded by dirty toilets, so everywhere they go, Poopville toilet seats are covered in urine by the peeing monkey, super diarrhea, panda poops, and even more disgusting events. Not that I can think of any. The residents have grown tired of the filth and destruction that continue to surround them. Help the residents of Poopville by cleaning their messy problems, discarding poops, and collecting clean toilets. So, I guess I would say if you live in Poopville, what do you fucking expect? What do you think your life is going to be like in Poopville? You know what I mean? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So this was the board game. This is disgusting.
Disgusting, JF.
I want to barf looking at this stuff. It makes me want to throw up and barf. But they did raise $6,800, so they made the game. Here's some updates on this. Billy Duke Hardy asked 3 months ago, "Hey, there any updates available?" I don't think that they responded to that one yet, but they did respond to Steven, who asked if they could get some expansions for the game. And the reply comes, "Hi, Steven. Yes, I have plans to offer expansions this summer. I'm hoping to launch the Dirty Toilet Zombie Edition. I'm working on the details, but I hope to liken it to The Walking Dead meets a bathroom humor card game."
Okay. So, now that I would like to see.
Do you like that?
I like that.
Zombies and poops? I mean, would the zombies be poops? Or the zombies pooping? That would be one nasty poop.
Yeah.
If the zombies pooped. You know, I like some dumb shit. I like some dumb, stupid stuff to do. But I think this is well beyond anything I could. Sometimes I'll sit down and I'll watch some of a Frank D'Angelo movie and just go, this is too stupid for me right now. I can't actually do this by myself and watch this. Sometimes I'll get through it. Sometimes I won't get through it. And I'll feel guilty about it later. But just thinking about the shame that you'd have to process after bringing down the Dirty Toilet game. Wait, do you guys like plumbers with butt cracks? Asking my friends, do you guys like plumbers with butt cracks? We're almost 40. Do you like plumbers with butt cracks?
Yes, we do. We love those.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we could play this game. So they're in the quality control segment of production. So that's exciting. So all of the people, the 43 people who bought the early pooper edition of the game are excited. The 15 people who bought the full price edition of the game, the 18 people who bought the Dirty Toilet Dice Game edition are excited. The 3 people who paid $79 for the Dirty Double Power so you could get 2 copies of the game are really excited. So, good for them, you know? I don't have much to look forward to in my life. Just same shit every day. I don't have any cool plumber butt crack games coming in. So,
yeah.
You got to give it up for these people. So, enjoy that. That's the update on the old Kickstarter, Mike. We've got six new Kickstarters coming up to talk about. But first, a quick break and a word from our sponsors. Mike, sponsoring today's episode of YKS, HelloFresh. Oh, HelloFresh. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. We've done this ad many times. HelloFresh is a...
Then why are you sitting over there acting brand new still? Mike is still over there acting brand new.
I'm not acting brand new.
In a little cardboard box that I took a Sharpie and wrote dumb bitch box on, and you're sitting in it. And that's what you're doing right now.
You can't say that on the ad. With HelloFresh, you get a free portion.
Fresh?
You threw me off.
Get back in the box. What happened. Get back in the box. You get fresh, is how you pronounce it, pre-portioned ingredients and Jimmy Crack corn, and I don't care. See how easy it is? I can do this all day. And seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and best of all, affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Mike, surely you can take it from here. God, please tell me you can take it from here.
As fall transitions to winter, JF, there's nothing better than cozying up with a comforting home-cooked meal. Recipes like chicken ramen and shoyu-style broth and turkey ragu gnocchi make it a no-brainer to skip on paying for takeout.
I can't believe that's the one you picked out of all the ones you could choose. You picked that one to set, and you got it, but I just can't believe the way you've been rolling today. I can't believe you grabbed it. Okay. All right. That's good. Okay. That's good. Hit me with another one.
And HelloFresh isn't just for meals, JF. Their marketplace features a variety of add-ons for breakfast, desserts, and seasonal snacks. I'm falling apart.
No!
Pillsbury pumpkin cookie dough.
Oh, boy, Mike. You really goofed on that one. Wide left. Oh, geez, Louise. All right. Well, the pumpkin cookie dough sounds good. I've been eating a lot of pumpkin lately due to the season. That's why I've been eating it. Okay, so stop asking me. You want to try out some Pillsbury pumpkin cookie dough and meals? Sometimes I would eat that just as a meal, honestly. You want to try it out for yourself? Go to HelloFresh.com/YourKickstarterSucks14 and use code YourKickstarterSucks14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. Wow! That's HelloFresh.com/YourKickstarterSucks14 and use code YourKickstarterSucks14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh, get a head start on Christmas! Also sponsoring today's show, Mike, BetterHelp. Oh, boy. BetterHelp. Here's the deal. Here's the deal with BetterHelp, Mike. What interferes with your happiness? Why are you doing it like me? Why are you trying to do this like me?
Is something preventing you from achieving your goals?
Yeah. Well, in my case, no. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Connect in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient, folks. Safe, private, convenient. The big three. And you can start communicating under 24 hours. Golly, that's so fast. You would think
that's
you were
so fast. You know
what?
I know what you're doing right now.
Do you know what I'm doing?
I know what you're doing right now, and you can't. I can't do that.
I can do it. I can do it. Check this out. That's so fast. Even the Roadrunner wouldn't be able to do it. Even the Roadrunner would have time.
You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions.
Meep, meep.
Licensed professional counselors are standing by to take your, whatever.
Yeah, and don't run into the rock with the big train tracks painted over it as well, gang. You're going to want to instead go to the website, and here it is. This is what you're going to want to do. I want you to start living a happier life today, free of train tracks painted on the side of rocks. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/YKS. Join over 1 million people and roadrunners. Meep, meep. That one wasn't as good. Who have taken charge of their mental health.
None of them are good.
Some of them are good. Again, that's BetterHelp.
From the start of it.
HELP.com/YKS. Some of them are good.
Six pack time.
All right, let's get started here, Mike. We got six goddamn things to get through. And can I tell you something? Can I tell you something?
What's up?
I think this is one of our best batches yet.
Do you really think that?
I don't know. I don't know how I would ever begin to qualify that statement in any way. Would the best liar guy
can't help himself.
Yeah, I really love Cocoa Crisps. What? Hey, you know what? Actually, I should know this, Mike. I feel like I should know this. What is your favorite cereal? What's your number one cereal?
Oh my God, I don't eat cereal, so I couldn't tell you.
Okay, I'll go fuck myself. This is my idea of a
Cookie Crisp. Just trying to.
I don't even think I said cookie. I think I said Cocoa Crisp. I don't even think that's a cereal.
Is that even a thing?
I don't think that's real. Should be, though. Hey, we could make it.
Yeah, some guy already probably has the account for it, though.
I know. God damn it. Piece of crap. Scumbag. Lawsuit. The first one we got for you, gang, is called The Handy Dandy. The Handy Dandy. Now, this is cool. This is a handy dandy little device, that helps one wash hands thoroughly and still save water. Now that is something we could all groove to. Check this out.
From the creators of the wildly successful Whack-A-Mole Tower, the Toy of the Year award-winning Sing-A-Ma-Jigs, and the Cool Watch Temperature Monitor.
Slow down.
They did the Cool Watch Thingamajig?
Another one. Incredible stuff. So what were these? Okay, here we go. Whack-A-Mole Tower. Which, let's try to explain what this is, right?
Okay, that's, I cannot believe that this is a real thing. This is blowing my mind right now.
I know.
This is a fairgrounds, what do you call those things?
Like I don't know.
Test your strength thing?
I don't know. You use the big mallet to smash the thing and it goes up.
And it dings. But this is whack. There's a single mole at the bottom.
You combined two ideas and didn't get anywhere. That's not anything. And it's like cardboard and plastic, like a toy you'd find in the discount aisle of like Toys R Us or Walmart or whatever. And so I guess you give this to like a 3-year-old and it just makes this incredibly loud noise as you teach them to use a hammer at a very young age. Strange impulse.
So funny to be like, go fucking smash this in the other room. And it's just fucking loud as fuck from in there.
Hit this animal as hard as you can. That's a good instinct.
From the creators of the wildly successful Whack-A-Mole Tower, the Toy of the Year award-winning Sing-A-Ma-Jigs.
The Toy of the Year award-winning Sing-A-Ma-Jigs. What is that? Toy of the Year award. Now, I remember this being a big thing when it was like...
When you were a kid, you went to like the conferences and stuff for it? The award shows?
Yeah, with my little suit. I was like a boss baby. What if I was? This was like, I feel like Tickle Me Elmo won Toy of the Year.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I remember them saying this on like the news or something one time.
But was it a real thing or was it just like, this is something we're all like, you have to buy this. Go buy this, you slug.
Oh, everybody wants this toy this year.
Right. For some reason, this toy sold out. Yeah. Okay. I'm looking
Wasn't it like yesterday or before? It was some type of doll, right?
A doll?
Not an ugly doll or something like that, but some
type that's a thing, but yeah, maybe, no, you're talking about like the,
Yeah. Every once in a while you'll hear, this toy is going to be hot this Christmas.
Yeah.
Some little fucking piece of shit.
Some shit that sucks that's just everywhere. You can just go buy it.
It's selling out
right
everywhere
now.
And people are bootlegging it and selling it out of Craigslist and marking it up or whatever. It's some like little piece of shit.
I had a real humbling experience this week. I was out and about. I went over to Worst Buy, is what I'll call it. And I went in there and I thought, I'm going to drop off my wife's headphones because I think we talked about this on the premium episode. They fucked me over and sent back the thing and said they couldn't test it because I didn't send them everything they needed, including the case, even though they told me not to send the case. So
yeah.
I was like, fuck it. I'll just go straight to the horse's mouth. I'll go to Best Buy. They'll test it, fix it for me, and I'll be on my way. And turns out you have to get – so I walk in there, and they're like, can I help you? And I said, yeah, actually. And they were like, oh, fuck. Because they don't
– Nobody's ever said that to us before.
They don't want that answer at all.
Now what do we do? I'm going to have to get a manager because nobody's actually ever said they need help.
I said, yeah, can I get do you have like the Apple repair desk or whatever? And they said, yeah, it's over there by the bananas.
Joke of the app.
Joke of the app. And So the guy said, well, it's appointment only and I'll be a few minutes. It's like, all right, man, I don't know. You could have just said one of the two things. You didn't have to really rub it in my, oh, you fucked up by coming here. Okay. I go over there and I wait on this guy and, I felt so bad. There was a Vietnam vet there who was like, he was locked out of his huge Toshiba laptop. Yeah. They're like, well, you know,
I need to get back online so I can scream about minorities. Can you help me? Anyway, you can help me there, partner.
Well, we're going to have to wipe the whole hard drive. I was just like, oh, man, I can't deal with this shit. But
I got some toxic views I need to lay down with some other people.
Maybe he was one of the good ones. You don't know. So I go in there and I'm waiting on them and they have an appointment. They're like, yeah, we can get you Monday at 5:30. I'm like, man, I'm not fucking.
That's nasty. You're already here.
Can I just hand this to you? No, I cannot hand it to you. So, but while I was there, I was like, I'm going to look around and see if they have graphics cards here. Cause you know, sometimes if you just like walk in, something's just hanging out there and it's not on the computer or whatever. Of course they didn't. They didn't have shit. They absolutely did not have shit at all because I thought they might because the last time I was there several months ago, I was walking around and I saw a graphics card and I was like, haha, that's so funny. $1,500. Why would you ever pay that for a graphics card? And and now I'm like refreshing a website every day to see if I can get one for $1,500, you know, because that's just what they cost. So they didn't have that. They couldn't fix my AirPods. Then I drove over to Walmart. I was thinking maybe they'll just have some basketball cards like sitting around at the normal price. So I don't have to pay eight times more on eBay. Nope, don't have that shit either. Nobody has anything anymore. I don't know why we would ever want to buy anything. It's stupid.
Joe Biden's socialist America. Welcome to.
Did you see the billboard of him? Oh, I don't guess you would have seen this. This is over here. I don't think you would have seen this billboard. There's a billboard I saw where it's Joe Biden with his little Santa hat on, sitting in an empty store, looking around like, ah.
For real?
Seriously, just advertising that's so that it's his fault that we don't have any products. And I'm starting to believe it a little bit. anyways, at Walmart, there were plenty of these cheap-ass, shitty little toys. I'm looking at 2021 Toys of the Year. And first of all, they don't just do one toy of the year. So already it's like...
Oh, yeah. It's License of the Year, Innovative Toy of the Year, Outdoor Toy of the Year. Come on.
Come on, man.
If I was a kid looking at this, I would say, you're just trying to, you know... Just trying to carve a new niche for yourself in the online ranking space here.
That's exactly what you would say. So basically, Baby Yoda ran away with everything. The Baby Yoda won Plush Toy of the Year, Innovative Toy of the Year, and Toy of the Year overall. The People's Choice Award, however, went to Storytime Chess, which I'm blown away by that. Don't know what happened there.
Storytime Chess.
Oh, hey, congratulations to... Creative Toy of the Year winner, Crayola Crayons. What?
No, bro.
Are you serious? Crayons? They're back. Wow. Yeah,
those shits have been around, bro.
The Rose Art guys, like, crumbling up their acceptance speech on the ground offstage. The hell? Okay, I need to look up, what is it, Sing-a-ma-jigs? Toy of the Year Award. Sing-a-ma-jig. I need to know what this shit is.
Mattel. The Sing-a-ma-jigs. Okay. The Sing-a-ma-jigs. Toy of the Year.
What the fuck?
This thing is fucked. What is this?
Oh, I don't want to say I don't want to say what it looks like, but you know what it looks like, right?
Yeah, this is a small little bear thing with spiky crazy hair and polka dot t-shirt and I think purple skin, maybe pink, not really sure. And the mouth, it looks like an asshole, JF.
God damn it. The mouth is open so you can hear it sing, but it's also just clearly begging for...
It's begging for us to stick our hard cocks in it, JF.
That's what it is!
It wants it so bad.
This won Toy of the Year 2011 in Time
Magazine.
$70? Well, this is secondhand now. This is like rare merch. This is on StockX.
You fair zany, they're the latest singing sensation.
Oh, hell no.
Sure to put a smile on your face with three different ways to play. Squeeze their left hand to change modes. Chatter. Squeeze each of their bellies to hear what they have to say.
See you later.
Of course, the Sing-a-ma-jig love to sing.
Oh my god.
Adorable, but the Sing-a-Ma-Jig favorite thing to do is harmonize.
No.
Start with two. Now
four. Now you get four of them. Four. Oh, you can get a
Sing-a-Ma-Jig. They chatter, they sing, and they harmonize. Start your own Sing-a-Ma-Jig group today. Only from Mattel.
That's a nightmare.
Music. The music and the voice is like play that's that half. To somebody in like in fucking Gitmo or something. For
what
real.
The fuck? It's
like, do fucking my heart racing and shit. This fucking little gremlin is screeching at me.
So that's this guy's two ideas. Now what's the third idea that he's famous for?
And the cool watch temperature monitor.
The cool watch
temperature monitor. What is that? Cool watch.
I don't know what this is. Unbiased Maui Cool Watch review? No, that's something else. Wow, believe it or not, other people have come up with the word cool watch.
God.
What
a
is
wearable
this?
That controls your body? Is that what this is? No.
I'm not seeing basically anything.
He just made it up.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything on this. This is some. Okay, so that's three strikes from this guy.
We did 2 seconds of a Google search, JF, and I'm confident in saying that this guy is a liar.
He's a scam artist.
Comes in invention, the Handy Dandy is an easy to use, colorful, fun, and effective.
Forgot we haven't even talked about what this thing is yet.
Their hands properly while conserving water at the same time.
Hi. I'm Jay, the inventor of Handy Dandy. The idea for Handy Dandy came from observing that people were washing their hands for an average of only 5 seconds when 20 seconds is recommended. Not only were people not washing long enough, they were also leaving the faucet running, which was wasting precious water.
I get about 1 second maybe in there.
Yeah, just get it wet, stick your hand in there.
While keeping children entertained at the same time. Hence, Handy Dandy was born.
Handy Dandy easily attaches to your existing.
So this is like a big plastic box that you stick over top of your bathroom faucet.
A touchless sensor.
And it talks to your kids. The video of it doesn't even show it finalized. It's just the bare wires.
The child is prompted to get some soap.
Let's get some
soap.
Now,
that's cool.
Hand washing songs, chosen at random, plays for a total of 20 seconds. During this time, water remains off, thus conserving water. Now, the child's hands are soapy and the water is...
Is there anything this inventor loves more than royalty-free songs?
At the end of the song, Handy Dandy prompts them to rinse.
Let's rinse our hands.
And now the water turns on at full flow for 10 seconds, giving them enough time to rinse their hands.
This sucks. You go into your fucking bathroom to fill up the cat's water bowl or whatever. Wash, wash, wash your hands. Don't forget to wash. Washing, washing, wash your hands. Wash your fucking hands. Sucks. And then it turns off for you. You don't even get to control. You don't get to control when the water comes out.
That's what we're in there for.
I want freedom of choice. This is what people don't understand. I will stand my ground if you try to turn off my water when I'm washing my hands.
Blow you away. Yeah.
I don't accept that.
I run the faucet in my house.
That's right. Well, what do you get if you want to pledge to this? Okay, here's something interesting. Have not seen this one before. $10, you get a pack of M&Ms with a big thank you on one side and a picture of Handy Dandy on the other. Yeah.
No, you get a pack of M&Ms.
Yep.
With a big thank you on one side and a picture of Handy Dandy on the other. For a pledge of $20, get 5 packs.
I mean, what are we talking about?
5 M&Ms. $25 or more, you get a stylish baseball cap. I love that.
$30 hand towel. At least that makes sense. It'll be next to the Handy Dandy, ideally. The $50 t-shirt. 2 backers at that level. 4 backers at the $100 level, at which you are allowed to buy the Handy Dandy at cost. $100 doesn't even get you the Handy Dandy. You got to pay for his costs of making this fucking thing. To get a Handy Dandy for free, you have to pledge $500, and 2 people have done that. And then for $1,000, 1 backer at $1,000, have your choice of songs up to 15 recorded on the free Handy Dandy you receive.
Oh shit, we should do that.
We should give this guy $1,000. That's awesome. And it looks like for $10,000, you get one-of-a-kind sculpture. Our engineer, Jerry Friedman, is a locally renowned metal artist. In addition to being a terrific engineer, he creates unique found object art that is very valuable and collectible. For a donation of $10,000, you can own a piece of art that is guaranteed to never be duplicated, value not to exceed $300. Well, what is that for?
What am I giving you 10 grand for? I'll just go buy $300 worth of metal, put it together.
Super weird. Handy Dandy, $3,176 pledge of $150,000 goal. 14 backers, 55 days to go. The serial inventor strikes again, Mike. This guy is nuttier than squirrel turds.
I was fine with Cocoa Crisp. Why they got to invent a whole new one, you know?
That's what's up. Well, hopefully you don't have any competing hand cleaning technology to talk about next, or I'll be really steamed.
Jeff, what I got for you is called the Modzie.
No!
Sanitize your hands on the go.
Fuck! Immediately knowing what it was based on the name Modzie. Yeah, of course that's what it is.
That's what it is, Jeff.
Oh, my God. The
Modzie bandage is a discreet wearable that enables hand sanitizing on the go by using replaceable pods filled with FDA-approved spray.
Apple Watch, who? I'm on Modzie now. This is cool. It does affect the same exact shape of a smartwatch. So people can look at your wrist and go, oh, damn, yeah. You got one of those smartwatches. It's like tracking your steps.
What, you tell me what time it is? Right in the eyes. You tell me, hey, sorry, do you know what time?
Back away. Back away.
My eyeballs!
Oh, thank God it's FDA approved. Not sure that was ever an issue. I don't think I've ever thought about that. Obviously, the last 2 years, I've thought more about hand sanitizer than I did in the previous 30-whatever years of my life. But I've never once wondered, is this FDA-approved hand sanitizer?
I will push back on you because I did wonder that when the pandemic popped off and you couldn't buy sanitizer. I was buying it online and stuff. And I got this fucking... I got a bunch of hand sanitizer one time.
Mm-hmm.
It was obviously not, you know, from the store or something. It was like, it was in like unmarked bottles and stuff. And I was like, bro, I can't be, you know,
right.
It's not going to help me at all. I was trying to get drunk is why.
That's the problem. And, I think it's not good. It's not good that a bunch of prisoners immediately went to work in front of huge vats of like methyl. Yeah. Ethyl alcohol, whatever, and started stirring it around. That's not good. But when that stuff showed up at my house in the old vodka bottle, I was like, well, this will clean something. This is clearly going to do something to me. So I think that's okay.
They wouldn't have put it in a bottle if it didn't do anything.
Yeah, squirts right out of there. This is really stupid. Let's see if the video helps. Oh, we got the claps. Oh, and the whistles. Yep. Oh, boy. Yep. Pre-filled pods. That's what's up. Hopefully, we can get on a subscription of pods for my Modzie. So you have it on your wrist, and then you hold your hand. The opposite hand goes over it.
Yeah, you got to cover it.
Oh, wow. It's just as easy to swap out your pod.
Gotta wash your hands. Gotta wash your hands, JF.
The only thing that would make this any better is the royalty-free version of this song.
Audio Jungle. Audio Jungle.
Of course, you can take it off the wrist as well, which, well, I mean, why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah.
But that's the Modzie. Over 100 sprays per pod, which if you're the kind of person who's interested in having this on your wrist at all times, first of all, you're cucked. You're a cuck.
Yep.
And if I see you driving around in your car with this on your wrist, I will run you off the road. That's my right as an American to do that. I'll be driving the much bigger car as well, just so you know. But it seems like 100 sprays not really going to last that long, probably, right? Because what do you do? Do you normally do like one or two? I probably do two.
I usually do 99 sprays.
Okay.
So
this will get you through one and maybe like a half of a hand wash. Whatever.
I saw one of those Let's Go Brandon guys, you know, the other day.
Mm.
had the old kid in the car, you know, and we're driving down the road and he's like, that's so stupid. And I'm like, do you know what that is or whatever? And he's like, yeah. it's like some Trump stuff. And I was like, that's right.
Yep.
It is Trump stuff. But I had to explain to him the whole thing. I was like, these guys think they're so clever or whatever. They found like a way to cuss without cussing.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's really fucking stupid. And I was like, oh, that's right. That's my boy.
Make your old pappy proud.
He's like, I'm gonna be honest with you, Dad. That's the dumbest fucking shit I ever saw in my life. Yep.
It makes my asshole hurt. He's not really good at doing it.
He's not good at doing them yet.
He's still working on it.
Shit. That shit fucks me off, man. Nope. You're not doing that right.
Oh boy. $15, you get a Modsy starter pack, 4 pods. And 1 band. That's cool. That's cool. Hey, the only band I want is the one where the lady will bring you up on stage and piss on your fucking face. That's the band I want. You kidding me? Holy hell.
You see that, you know, Dan?
Dan saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Dan saw that.
I'm watching it right now, actually.
Wait, Greg said the other day, if the lady in the P tape looked like that, we would have had to let him off. You had to forget about it. That's true.
Listen.
When I saw the headline, I was like, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Then when I saw the video, I said, Well, it's her right to do it.
That's kind of punk rock. That's cool. Oh, Lordy. I will say, if you watch the video, we should give the band a plug. Check out the band. What is it called? Is it Against Brass? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I think it's Brass Against.
Brass Against. Okay. Well, now I sound old. You don't even know what the name of the lady was who was pissing on the guy. Jeez, time's really passed me by. But I will say, I think the lady had a lot of piss. I was surprised by how much piss there was in that lady.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, it starts to come out even more forcefully than before. The stream gets...
Let's bring it up on screen.
Maybe I'm just an old guy. You know what I mean? I just feel like for me, by the way, Modsy, let's just say Modsy, 1689 of 20K, 16 backers, 25 days to go. Brass Against. We could probably do the Google Trends for the name of the band. And that would probably look pretty dope. Let's see if we can find the video here. Okay, here we go.
Rock. There it is.
Yeah. Okay. No disrespect. I'm going to turn the music down a little bit. She says, that was her saying, pants are
She's
tight.
She's pulling her pants down.
Being a rock star. That's how it goes.
Bro.
Okay. So it takes a while to get going. Been there.
You're in front of a crowd of people. I can't, you know.
Oh, and here it comes. That's more on his throat. She does scoot up, though.
The security guard is like, I can't believe this.
But look how it's still coming. It's still coming.
Yeah.
And that guy's still having to...
loving it, dude.
I don't think that you... Once you get your face pissed on in front of a bunch of people, I don't think then you start to do the rock. Like,
fist pump.
Yeah. I mean, you're not there for showing how much you like the rock. You're there to get pissed off.
He spit the pee at the crowd, too. He was like, he got up and he spit it like a wrestler did.
Well, I guess, you know? What are you supposed to do in that situation?
Yeah, I don't know. You got to sit there the whole show with pee all over you. It's inconvenient, is the thing. Did they save it for the end of the show? Or was that their opener?
Guy having to go back to his seat and sit
second
down.
Second song. Anybody got to take a shit?
Guy walking back to his seat and sitting down next to his wife and going, wow, that was crazy.
You see me up there? Yeah, I saw you up there.
Could you see me? Could you see me, babe?
These seats are pretty bad. Could you see me up there?
I was kind of doing the fist. I was doing like the, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I saw that part.
You looked cool.
All right, that's the Modsy. You can use it if you get your face pissed on at a jazz concert or whatever that was. Next thing I got here for you. It's called the Unminted Cowboy Hat Coin Doming Pucks.
what? An easy... Oh, my God. I didn't look at this before.
I don't know.
What the fuck?
I don't know. This one escaped my attention until our friend Zeke sent it in. I saw this, and I was like, I'm replacing whatever crap I had on here with this, because this... truly, truly weird.
Yeah, I was hoping to show you a new set that I've been working on, a new tool. These are add-ons for the existing cowboy hat sets. And what these are...
So if you've already got the existing cowboy hat set, don't
worry.
What
is that? What
is this? This is not a replacement of the cowboy hat set. This is just an add-on.
Doming pucks. So these allow you to get a nice center dome on your coins without the need of a dapping block. So there's no chance for anything...
Finally!
So the original sets... If you've got any of those sets, they all come with a center washer and a ball bearing.
Yep.
And they also come with a vinyl target. So the idea is you take your steel dapping block, identify the appropriate size hole, and put the vinyl sticker on there, and then that gives you a visual guide of where to place the center washer. So obviously you would need a steel dapping block.
Obviously you'd need the steel dapping block.
Or moving on you, when you go over to the press foot, or if the press isn't quite square.
Yeah, if the press foot's messed up, then you're really in trouble.
You're fucked. Issues.
These new doming pucks, have steel inserts. They match the size of the coins, and then the openings on the center there are already sized to what you need for the ball bearing for that particular coin.
Holy fuck,
there's five
dude.
Sizes that... are going to be available.
Five different sizes.
Penny, nickel, dime,
quarter,
and half dollar.
Makes sense.
Cowboy hat sets that I've got.
To match the cowboy hat sets.
So let me show you how that works. So this is the guy for quarter.
See here. Grab the quarter.
To match the coin.
Put it in the thing.
And the center washers that
you've got. Drop. Don't drop it. Sets. There you got the center washer with the ball bearing.
In and holds the ball bearing right over the coin where you need it.
Yep. Now you're going to flip it over? Or?
It's just taking the center
washer. Yes.
Drop this.
Or no. Wait, so now it's going in that.
Into the center with the side out that you're planning on doming.
I'm lost.
And then you take the...
you put the coin in that you're planning on doming.
Okay.
So now you've got the coin centered right over that steel opening where you need it. Just drop the ball bearing in, and then just go ahead and press it.
And then you put on the presser. What?
And I think it goes without saying, but the coin has been annealed.
Yeah, I think that goes without saying. Absolutely. Yeah, you didn't even... Actually, you're wasting our fucking time by saying that.
So as you press that down, what you're doing is just pressing until you lose that gap. So you're pressing the ball bearing down into the...
Don't put your finger in there.
This is like one of the...
Then you're done. Is this not one of the strangest things you've ever seen?
So we'll go ahead and back that up.
Because he's not a weird guy, but what he's saying is weird.
So what he's saying is... So we should probably explain what this is, I guess.
I mean, good luck.
Washer off.
This guy has created...
This dome right in the center.
What did he create? He's the Unminted Coin is his shop. So what he does is he sells little keychains and stuff that are made out of coins that are shaped like cowboy hats. So you get a quarter and you furl up the sides, and you got the top part of the cowboy hat. And he has a little metal press that he's doing this in.
I'm just blown away. Like, you can turn a quarter or a dime or whatever into a cowboy hat because you're forcing the ball bearing to, push through and make a little thing. And it's got different types of hat. Like, this type of hat is, the kind of hat that the guy from Mortal Kombat, flings around.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got this type of hat, which is more like, it's, flared on the ends, like a cowboy hat might be, a really worn-in cowboy hat. I guess it's, for jewelry? This is the most hyper specific thing you could
really
be into.
Is. The Unminted Coin Company. Handcrafted from a variety of coins and rounds. Coin pendants.
But it's not even it's not even the thing where he's like, I want to sell these pendants and stuff to other people. This is
how to do your own.
How to do your own? Like, how many people is this
so
for?
Weird.
There's not even anything wrong with it. It's just it's like the penny flattening thing.
Yeah.
You see at the zoo or whatever. It's like it's like that, but it's like instead of saying we'll flatten your penny, it's like we want to teach you how to flatten a penny. Like, I'm not doing that.
He does this on his site. He sells all of these trinkets or whatever. These are but he also sells the tools so you can do it yourself. So these are like a companion piece to the tools that he has on his website. Replacement pushers. washer targets, coin center finder with ultra fine point Sharpie marker, cowboy hat, crown creaser.
I think it's cool to have something to be into. It just blows me away that this guy's like so into this.
Yeah.
What if my quarter could look like a cowboy hat? And I'm already like, I don't care. Then I can't use it anymore. I can't
put it in the fucking porno booth.
It makes no difference to me what happens with the quarter after I use it. I don't care if it gets turned into a little hat, but this guy went all the way. He's making the hats. He's showing other people how to make the hats. He's trailblazing basically, which is, you know, you got to give it up for that. Somebody looking at his stuff and going, I don't want to buy this guy's stuff. I want to make it on my own. He says, well, I'll show you how. That's nice.
Handcrafted coin, rings, and pendants began as a hobby and quickly became an obsession.
Okay, that's not good.
Can't sleep at night. From the punches and dies to annealing and forging to polishing and antiquing, the process drew me in. I mean, you got to have something to do, I guess, you know.
I agree with that. You do need to have something to do. I can't believe it's currency, which, I mean, even touching it, I don't like. It stinks. I need my Modsie whenever I touch a quarter because it's so stinky and dirty. And I thank God I have my Modsie on me.
Yeah.
That was the thing we just talked about.
I know what it was. I was there earlier.
Okay. All right.
I was thinking of some guy saying that about our show or saying that about podcasting. I can't believe that's it. Yeah, I know you have something to do. I can't believe that this is your thing.
He wouldn't be wrong. He wouldn't be wrong. quickly became an obsession talking about Kickstarters. Write that down. We need to say that the next time someone asks us why we do this. Well, so not even that unreasonably priced. What is it, $18 for a half-dollar doming puck? So really, you know, $100 all in, you can dome any coin you want to dome. That's not bad. Yeah. Yeah, even the $0.50 with old JFK on the front, you can dome that for $18 too. I think it costs the FBI a little bit more than that. Wink. I think he's on the $0.50 or maybe the $1. Who cares? That's really interesting. $458 of $480, 7 backers, 22 days to go.
Also.
Very reasonable, humble guy, artisan craftsman.
I'm stamping this one. This is fine.
It is fine, but I've never heard of it before. It's fascinating.
Yeah. It shouldn't be fine.
Do you think that there are going to be people who listen to this and go, I do this. I'm one of the coin guys.
Yeah. One of those one of these nags in our email. Up. Shut up.
Basically, every email we get is nice.
it really is.
Or a subscription to the Epoch Times. that's unminted. The cowboy hat coin doming puck. Interesting. What do you got, Mike?
What I got for you is called the Handy Dandy.
No.
This one is... I'm joking.
Scroll up.
This one's called the MI5 Meal Warmer. It's a meal prep slow cooker, JF.
Wow, Ethan Hunt will really like this one.
Yeah. Mission Impossible. Big Mission Impossible head.
Or wait, is MI5, is that James Bond? MI6, MI5?
Now I don't know. Well, MI5, Mission Impossible 5. So maybe that's where
we're that'll help. Confused. Okay, that's how I'm getting. I get it. Both of them are good.
There were five movies.
Sorry, I haven't fucking set aside the 5.5 hours to go watch the latest Bond movie. What the fuck?
Not watching Bond. Not
all
watching
all these nags in our email.
Yeah. You got to watch Bond.
Oh, you haven't watched Bond yet? I'm at Bond
maybe
right now.
Maybe we will. Maybe we will. And maybe we'll watch a whole show out of it.
We'll watch all the Bonds, okay? Is that what you want? And it's called No Time to Pod. Is that what you fucking want us to do? Fuck!
The MI5 Meal Warmer is the first and only meal prep appliance that has a boatload of features and benefits for you.
Wow.
Same unit will work in your home, office, or vehicle.
Why would I expect anything different than what you just described? What's unique about my office that would not allow this thing to work? I don't know.
This is a slow cooker that's shaped like a little briefcase or something. And it has like a fork and knife holder. And a bread or condiment holder, so you can put your breadstick in there.
So this is actually very similar to a concept we did recently where the guy was just shoving electronics together on his workbench and had like this huge battery that he attached to this warming device where you could put your gummy little Hormel meals in there and eat them 5 hours later or whatever. This is a very similar concept.
I found a guy looking for I was looking for horny old guys the other day, you know?
Uh-huh.
And because I was horny myself and I was trying to jack off to them.
Right.
And I saw like one of the horny old guys. And right away I saw his picture and I knew he was British. Oh. And I think it was the shirt he was wearing or something like that. But
I'm British on it.
Insane shirt.
Yeah.
And I know those guys got those over there. And he was like, he posted a pic of his dinner and it was like a microwave meal. Oh my God, it looks so bad. I got to send this to you. But it was like photographed on his table and there was like so many pint glasses on the table.
Oh no.
And it was so rad. But the meal looked like absolute shit and I can't stop thinking about it.
These ones look fairly bad as well, I'll say. Like this one with the beans, wieners and beans. that one looks pretty rough. Really weird cut to those wieners in there. The idea here is that you're prepping your meals at home and saving money and time. And it kind of looks like something you would expect to find in a science lab in like the 90s. This looks like it's this looks like it heats up your blood or spins your blood around or like can tell if there's blood in your puke.
Like that looks like some equipment.
This is equipment is what this is. Check out the video.
How many of you have busy days like me, working 8 to 5, going shopping, dealing with daily traffic, and when you finally make it home, you have to deal with the responsibilities of parenthood? And
bummer.
Cook a 35 to 40 minute dinner? We don't. We eat unhealthy fast food instead.
Yep.
Now you can pre-cook up to 30 days of your own restaurant quality meals.
And don't do 30 days of food in advance, I'll say that.
And have a great meal every day. With the first appliance made for meal prep that is designed to save time, energy, and money. It also eliminates a need for a microwave. The MI5 meal warmer.
Oh, it's so big.
Packs up to 400 degrees or 200 Celsius of heating power. That only requires 45 watts of energy and yet safe for any surface and is lukewarm to the touch. All your meals will be seasoned to perfection.
Whoa! The fucking music in the back.
Protein, salt and pepper, or season any way you like. Cook on one side for a few minutes. Place in the trays, cook side up, add your sides. You can add sauce now or at mealtime.
So this is what gets me so fucked up about this whole process. Okay, so let's get it out of the way. This thing is huge and ugly. It looks very amateurish in its conception.
Hey, my ears are burning.
All right. And I'm concerned a little bit about this. I also think maybe the day-to-day of cooking 30 meals and then heating them up one at a time doesn't really save your family any time. If as depicted, you've got 4 to 5 people in your family. I don't know how this really helps you. Also, it looks like all of the dishes are proprietary, like all of the little inserts and stuff. So The whole thing is very strange to me. I don't think you'd ever take this to work and heat it up at your desk. Everyone would look at you like you're a total psycho. And of course, if you don't work in an office, it feels like you're out of luck. That all being said, what really gets my goat is like saying, it's so easy. All you have to do is cook all of the food in advance and then cook the rest of the food in advance and then freeze it and then heat it up later. Like,
yeah, you're gonna have to do a little bit better than that. You're gonna have to tell me that I don't have to do anything.
Selling me anything I don't already know. The hard part's not heating it up. The hard part is fucking buying all the shit and planning it and cooking it and then portioning it and then putting it away and freezing it. That's the fucking hard part.
That's why HelloFresh is taking the work out of dinner. Do we have to do that?
We did it already. This is a wild solution. And I'm super sympathetic to this because I don't go to the office, obviously, and work. I go to my basement and work, and I do have the kids. The kids are in school. But I still do feel like it is hard to get a nutritious meal that everyone will enjoy on the dinner table at the right time. I'll fucking look up, and it's 6 o'clock, and I'll go, God damn it, dinner's still not done. You know, it pisses me off.
Yeah.
But it's not solved by doing 180 meals on one Sunday every month and then putting them. Where are you going to put them? My refrigerator is fucked up if I put one cabbage and one lettuce in it. It's like, I don't know where you think. Where am I putting all these meals?
They'll be coming over here with that. Whoa.
The light immediately goes off, even though the door's open. Hey, man, I know you're fucking ready for this lettuce. It's so fucked up to think about this. So they've invented the trays that go into this heater, and you can put one Olive Garden breadstick on the side and heat it up as well.
But the idea is that you're taking it with you. Take your meals with you and save money. Eat healthy, live longer. If your work vehicle has a 12-volt power supply, the MI5 meal warmer will work for you. Two meal warmers can be left in a non-running vehicle for up to 8 hours.
No!
On normal heat settings without running down the battery. And look, I'm the dumbest motherfucker in the world, but some of the don't agree with that. Some of the spelling mistakes or decisions in this is like the apostrophe S for heat settings.
Really weird.
Digital timers apostrophe S. I mean, you got to have some guy go through this, you know.
You have to have somebody. It worries me that if you're not getting the grammar stuff right, it worries
me. Maybe the electronics.
The lithium ion battery you want me to leave in my car all day?
Maybe you overlooked something in the planning of...
Scary.
Yeah.
Really, really scary stuff here. Vehicle does not need to be kept running. The meal warmer will... Yeah, were you thinking I was leaving my car running to heat up my food for 5 hours? Is that what you thought I was going to do? Who are you selling this to?
Hey, do you drive that car that it's been running the whole time? It's for my lunch.
It's for my alphabet soup I have in there. What the fuck?
It's for my one breadstick I'm warming up. I'm warming up a breadstick in there, so don't shut it off.
God damn. Really scary. Really scary stuff to think about this. Like, this is a picture of ribs on a charcoal grill. How do you think that relates to what we're doing here?
Cook a whole rack of ribs for a large pan of lasagna for dinner. Prep and freeze the rest for another day.
You're just telling me what to do. This is not your, I don't know, easy meal prep with pre-cooked and frozen foods. Okay, here we go.
And prep your meals in a jiffy.
So don't even cook the food.
Prep every meal myself, including the sauces. Keeping my meals.
Buying the big bag of chicken strips and then putting them in the thing. Like, we didn't even talk about what it said in the beginning, which wasn't cook the chicken all the way. Half cook the chicken. Cook the chicken only on one side and then put it in this container.
Yeah, I'm assuming because it doesn't get hot enough to actually cook it. It's just warming it or something.
But then why would you put half-cooked chick?
It's called the meal warmer, so.
I'm not putting 60-degree chicken in the fucking thing and hoping it's good later. Are you out of your mind? God in heaven, that's so weird to me. Yeah. Okay. $1,051 of $20,000, five backers, 49 days to go. Just get the McSalad if this is going to be such a thing for you. I know it sucks, but just get the McSalad and then don't halfway cook the skin on salmon and then put it in there with some corn and eat it 60 days later when it's warmed up in your car. Ugh.
I'm looking at their website, and they have a picture of a guy in his car eating the thing.
Oh,
it looks so funny. He's just got the door hanging open.
This is good.
Eating
I like
briefcase
this.
Food. All right.
Really, really weird. Wait a minute. Well, I didn't see this part of it. Hang on. I got to see this part.
What is this?
From them, or under $2 per meal with the MI5. You decide. Have one for your home and the office. With the built-in digital combination lock,
no way.
You don't have to worry about lunch pirates.
What?
Take a frozen tray to work.
Lunch pirates.
The MI5, set the timer and lock it. At lunchtime, you'll have a hot, restaurant quality meal ready. Using the MI5 for lunch or dinner.
You cannot tell me that you need to put a passcode on your fucking lunchbox!
Yeah. This is for like old racist truckers, I think. The demo is for.
Oh my God, somebody's going to steal my grilled cheese sandwich again. I got to fucking put the four numbers. You are nuts. You are absolutely
got
nuts.
A hot ready meal ready for you.
All right, let's see. What do we got next?
JF, this is called It's Not Poop. It's Not Poop by Caleb Demic, a card game for the whole family where you describe the item on the card with a hint. It's not poop.
Oh, it's not poop. What is it? Something that's all over my face at a ska cover band concert, whatever the fuck they were. Is that what it is?
It's piss. It's piss. You got
it. It's piss. Yeah, I'm thinking piss.
What do you want for dinner? We had lasagna the other night. I'm thinking piss.
I'd like a real curly haired lady to whiz all over my face at a concert where they're the opener and I have to sit there for the rest of the they're not even the
scheduled to play. It's Not Poop is a family friendly potty mouth guessing game that will have your entire family flushed. Try to guess words your fellow players are thinking of as they throw you off their scent with a hint of what it's not.
Yuck.
It's not poop or vomit or mucus or boogers, etc. Then try and keep your mind out of the gutter as a series of slippery questions are answered to help you guess that word. This game will have every player clenching their seats.
I'm clenching my seat. What? What do you mean you're clenching your fucking seat? What are you talking about?
I think they maybe meant
it's brown.
Clench your asshole.
And I guess so.
Somebody throwing it at you. Mm-hmm. It's got to be poop.
No, it's not poop.
It's not poop.
You have to keep guessing. It plops down from where it lives, and you wouldn't
want coffee
in your head. Now you're probably wondering why I'm holding this, hopefully fake poop. Well, I'll get to that.
I give up. What is it?
It's a coconut.
You're right. I wouldn't want that landing on my head.
Now, where were we?
That's insanely funny.
You see, this never was
two of the funniest guys in the world.
It's all part of a new card game for you and your whole family. Let me tell you how it's played. It's Not Poop is a guessing game where you describe an ordinary item.
Pause this real quick.
Words you would normally.
Yeah.
I hate the music.
Yeah.
I hate the guy's haircut. Mm-hmm. I hate his outfit. I hate the way he's talking. And I hate his friend too.
Yep.
But other than that, I'm on board with what they're talking about.
The game looks cool, yeah.
Attribute to something a little more unsavory. To start the game, everyone gets 6 cards, 3 poop cards, 3 TP cards. On your turn, pick one of your poop cards and lay it down for everyone to see. Pick one TP card to describe and keep it face down. Other players will try and guess the object on your TP card by asking different questions. Your job is to answer the questions honestly while embellishing the details to match your poop card. Remember what I said earlier to my now unconscious friend?
Yeah.
See? I didn't lie. I just
fibrous
the details a bit. The first player to guess the TP card correctly keeps it. The person who collects 3 TP cards wins the game. Sounds easy, right? It is.
Not really. I can't really understand what's going on.
Invented by the Dimmick family. Say hi, Dimmick family. While trying to entertain his kids on a long car ride, Caleb came up with this fun but simple guessing game.
Turn on the radio. Turn on the radio or something.
On the highway,
some Beach Boys on, bro.
Yeah.
In the back seat.
Give me the Beach Boys and free my soul.
That's a number one Beach Boys song.
I'm bored.
How do I entertain this child without video games, a smartphone, or candy?
One word.
Why do you not have any of that stuff in the car?
Poop. Am I right?
Son, it's not poop.
But what's long, brown, comes in different sizes, and is sticky?
A stick!
And just like that, It's Not Poop was born.
It's in a theater alone.
Yeah.
Watching it.
So if you want to have a few laughs with friends, family, or colleagues, do us a solid.
Maybe not colleagues.
Kickstarter.com/It's Not Poop. We'd love to make a splash with your friends and family.
All right. So I get stick and I get coconut. Is there really any... Are there that many more things that could be similar to poop?
What is it? What are the other cards?
Oh, how about this, Mike? How about this?
Yeah.
It's way too long. It stinks. And it's very corny.
This show.
This show!
Yeah.
Oh, you got... No, I was talking about poop. Or no. I was talking... Or it wasn't poop. Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever you want. $20, you get a copy of the game in mid-2022. I can't believe there's not another example of cards. I really need more. Like, is there P?
Yeah.
Could there be P where it's like it's...
We're on P mode.
We've been peeing a lot, yeah. We've been thinking about P. This kind of reminds me of... Did you ever remember, like, being a real young kid and, like, scouring the internet for dirty jokes? I feel like I would come across something that was like, it was like this, but it was for, it was like penis, right? It was like a penis related thing. Like, oh, it's big and veiny and it squirts out goo or whatever. And then you go, I don't know what that would even be.
Squirts out goo?
Okay. Well,
what the hell?
So this is pretty good. If you're a 13-year-old in like 1999 or 2000, this would be a good game for you to play with your colleagues. $1,663 of 12K, 18 backers, 34 days to go. How are you, like, I guess what I don't understand about this, I don't know if it's that you have motivation or you have connections or you have too much money or what, but, like, if I ever had an idea of how to keep my kids quiet for a few minutes, how would I ever make the jump to, I need to hire actors to be in a commercial for this product? How would you ever get to that point? Why wouldn't you just say, well, like, that's a dub for today and then move on with your life?
Well, maybe they want a lot of money for it. Maybe they want some money.
I guess, man. I guess.
This guy has backed three things, and he's a collaborator on this project with 5 people he's collaborating with.
Okay.
To bring this to market. He's also created Spindle, an action adventure about the death and a pig. And he also created Dust Biters.
No, he backed these. He didn't create these.
Oh, shit.
This is just stuff he's interested in.
He's created one. So he's done nothing. He's a loser. I made a mistake and I'm angry at him.
You can't win. If you've created a bunch of Kickstarters, you're a loser. If you haven't, you're a loser. Jeez, man. I don't know. This is very strange. Two collaborators named David, highly suspect there. He does have a website already for the game. Let's see. Website, fairly competent website as well.
Looks good.
Nice job. How replayable is the game? The different combinations of cards will guarantee a unique experience every time you play. However, for the avid players, there are additional rules in the box that describe other forms of play, like reversing the guessing process, so it's more of a collaborative game, etc. That's cool. You played the It's Not Poop game so much you got bored of it. That is an indictment on your family life, I think. Yeah.
Alternate games.
Is It's Not Poop only for kids? I would say yes, it is only for children. The frequently asked questions official response is no. It's Not Poop can be played with just adults as well. The conversations and descriptions can certainly get more adult themed, which will usually make the game more fun for them anyways. So this could be, you could get real hardcore with your description of poop.
Yeah.
I don't know what you would, maybe you would say it's fucking not poop. It's not fucking poop. I don't know what you would say to make this game more entertaining for your 40 and 50 year old friends. But good luck. I think I'll stick to the tried and true classics, like
just yelling at them to be quiet or we'll turn around.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that, huh?
Seriously. You want to go home right now? I don't care. I like being at home. So it's really not a big deal for me.
Do you want to drive? Oh, all right, you can't because you're 12 and you don't have a learner's permit or anything yet. And you're so stupid, you don't know how to drive a car.
Oh, boy. It's Not Poop. There you go. The last one we got for you. Oh boy, this is an even crazier thing to do in your car, Mike. It's called the Wild Charger, a device that upgrades your Tesla experience. Now that's cool.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's this is where they put airbags in it, so when you crash, you don't die. Oh. The official music of Tesla guys everywhere.
Yeah, Tesla guys love this shit.
So, the fragrance module. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. What the hell is this shit? Okay. So, this is like, I gotta fucking mute this shit.
Yeah, turn this shit down.
So, this is like, so this is a device that plugs into the, I assume it's like two. This is where it has two, I guess the Tesla has two USBs on the back, like right where their shitty little plastic things are. That's awesome.
My car doesn't even have one.
Wow. You should upgrade. And so it plugs into those, and it's got these little magnetic, almost like, you remember that Google phone they were going to come out with where you snapped on the little modular parts?
Oh, yeah. Project Aria, I think, was the name.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It was a Motorola as well, right?
Now that I don't know.
Okay.
I was lucky to remember one thing from JF. Yeah, you did now a good you're job. Pushing it.
Okay. I'm sorry. So this has...
was, didn't it come with like a couple parts by the... I don't know. I do not remember anything about it.
Didn't it cost exactly $679 US? So you've got a couple different modular parts here that you can snap on to this stupid shit. So they're copying the new Tesla Model S and Y plaid version. Plaid is for some reason what they call their fancy. Well, you know what, Tesla? Why break the mold here? The most expensive one is supposed to be called like the Elite Eddie Bauer Max. Edition.
Eddie Bauer Edition.
I don't know what you're doing with this plaid stuff.
Bring out fucking an Eddie Bauer Tesla Edition, bro, or whatever.
That's a day
the
one.
What are you doing?
I'm on the virtual queue to get that one.
So there's a projector module in it, so you can project a movie on the roof of your Tesla and lay down, I guess, and watch a movie.
They made
while
it so dark.
Running down the highway.
I don't
you're
know.
On fire. It's a fireball. And you're inside of it, and you're watching, like, Gangs of New York or something.
The driver is up front, flailing his arms around like Kermit the Frog, because the steering wheel has launched into his balls. Meanwhile, you're keeping track of what's going on with the latest episode of Pawn Stars in the back of the car. So the projector module is the strangest one, and they made it so dark in the car and at such a weird angle that I actually cannot tell where it projects.
Sometimes I like to tell people I work at the Nut House. That's the old man from Pawn Stars. This place is like a damn Nut House. Hey, Chumley.
The supercut. You could probably make a full season of that show with just the camera cuts to the guys falling asleep in the chair. There's Chumley asleep in the chair. There's Rick asleep in the chair.
The music in the back. That's Chumley, all right. That's what he does best.
Shut up, old man.
Carbon works there.
Carbon works there.
So you've got the projector. I actually can't tell. So, like, look, it shows a guy clearly looking at it right in front of his face. But where would that be projecting to? There's nothing there, right? Why would it be? That's just like it's in between the two seats. What would it be projecting on? Also, the projector is in between the two seats. Wouldn't it project on the back windshield of the car? Where's he sitting?
I think he's, like I said, I think he's reclined his seat back and he's watching a film on the roof of his. On the inside roof of his car. He's watching that classic film of a monkey in a hot spring.
Look, here's the diagram of it. So the way this works is you plug it in there, and this one shows it projecting on the rear windshield.
Oh, wow. So you are laying down in the back of the car with your feet in the trunk and your head at the driver's side, behind the driver's side seat. So you're backwards in the car laying down.
You're backwards in the car laying. Yeah, look. Okay, there's a clearer picture. There he is. He's got his pillow behind I guess the seats fold down, and he's looking straight.
Now I got to get me one of these Teslas.
That's awesome. Plus the projector, you can bring it out and then plug it in and then slap it on this shit and then project it on. I mean, this thing's got to look terrible. It's the size of your fist. There's no way it looks good, but they've got it blown up to, looks like about 8,000 feet in front of them. They're playing the Nintendo Switch on it. Good luck with the input lag on that. It's also got a wireless charging module blown away. They don't have that in the Tesla by default. It's worse than regular charging and more expensive. So I don't know why they don't have it in the Tesla. There's also a fragrance
module.
That's really the third idea you had?
Well, there's more module ideas coming, Jay.
Okay. I guess, man. Wow, is there really not anything else on here? I'm trying to think, is there more than...
Seems like they maybe just had the projector idea.
It does seem like that was the main... Oh, wait, here's one. We've equipped the projector with... Oh, this is still the projector. With a very ceremonial function. I don't think that's the right word for this. FM audio output, which is like watching a movie in a car cinema. Users could enjoy a high-definition, low-latency audio experience. Simply turn on the projector and adjust the FM on the car to the frequency band emitted by the projector. Okay, so lay down in the back of the car, then get up and go around to the driver's side door, open that up, sit down, turn the FM radio to 86.7, and then get back in the rear of the car and watch the movie as it's projected onto the glass. That's glass is not the best material for a projector, I think, for a pretty good reason.
Is it glass? It's going on the glass?
Well, that's where the rear windshield is, right? Look where he's looking. What else is that? Is that on the roof of the car? Wait, is that
that's
just...
on the that's on the roof, yeah. That's like, so he's laying down in the back. I mean, the idea is still fucking bananas, right? You're going to climb into your trunk so you can watch a fucking movie? What are you doing?
You're crazy. This is nuts.
I drink your milkshake. This is awesome. I'm in my Tesla watching the milkshake movie.
What? Wait, is that Hitler?
I don't know if that's Hitler, but I think that is a Nazi guy in there.
Could you not find a different thing?
Maybe find a different film instead of a historical. I don't know what movie that is.
What the fuck? Come on, man.
That guy was in a uniform.
He's watching a Nazi movie in the back. Look, it is.
What is that movie?
The Son of Doctor
Doctor and Mrs. Wolfgang.
Yeah, what is that? What is that movie?
Doctor and Mrs. Wolfgang. Okay, let's see if we get any hits, figure out what this movie is. Grand Budapest Hotel, 2014. It's your boy.
No fucking
it's
way.
It's your boy.
Are you serious?
It's your boy. It's your boy.
He climbed in the back of his car to watch a fucking Wes Anderson movie. What the fuck? Oh my God.
Yeah, here's the scene, I think.
I'm the son of Dr. and Mrs. Wolfgang Henkel's Burgerstorfer.
Oh, fuck off.
I'm the son
off.
Of Dr. and Mrs. Wolfgang Henkel's Burgerstorfer.
No. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. If you want me...
Well...
No. If you're going to catch me watching a movie, it's going to be in the back of my normal car, and I'll be watching Fart Circus. That's the only... Hey babe, I won you the big fart rose. I knocked down a bunch of the stinky poops at the juggle convention, and I won you a big farty stinky rose.
Oh, is that a movie you watch?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I can't wait to hump you in the. I can't wait to hump you. I can't wait to hump you.
And I'm like, oh my God, I can't. We're only 5 minutes into this fucking movie. This is insane.
200 lumens in this projector, right?
Yeah, that sucks.
Is that a good lumen amount?
No.
I feel like that's not a good lumen amount.
It sucks dick. Horrible lumen amount.
I mean, what resolution is it? Do they even say?
It says physics 1080p support 4K. So if you can parse that.
Yeah, what is that?
Physics?
It seems like you just put 1080p and 4K on there, bro.
Don't say physics to me. Meanwhile, it's called the Wild Charger, which really doesn't...
Yeah, that's also stupid.
None of this makes any sense to me. Okay, $5,100 pledged of almost $10,000, backers 28
days
ago.
The projector module is equipped with a DLP light source of 450 lumens. It's equipped with an autofocus.
Oh, bro.
It can also process 4K film sources. So what that means is you can hook up like a external hard drive or something to it, and it'll play your 4K content
at
or something.
The low resolution that they've...
Yeah, but it will play.
It'll play it if you want. It'll look like shit, but it'll play. Wow. More modules coming in the future, so you can get one that kind of looks like a triangle, one that kind of looks like the letter H. I don't know what it does, but it might look like something cool there.
This guy says, very interesting. The two USB-C ports on the back of my Model 3 are always empty.
That is interesting.
That is really interesting.
Let's see. This is from the Wild Charger brand, which has backed things itself. Oh, but it's private. They went private, dude. Damn.
Yeah.
What else do they have on their website here? Module ? Coming soon.
Projector, wireless charger, and fragrance module. More.
But look, they just cut it off. Look at the Photoshop.
I know.
It says air purifier. You just cut it off. I can see what the coming soon is. Now there's no mystery. Now I know you're going to do air purifier in the car where the air is so bad. Oh, the air is so bad in my car.
Oh, I'm trapped in here with my farts. I hate it so much.
You know what, actually? That sounds pretty funny. Fart car?
fart car, the movie.
So that is the Wild Charger, Mike, and that is the six pack. We got time for one more thing on the show. It's called One More Thing. One More Thing. That's what this is.
It's called One More Thing.
It's called
Just One More Thing.
Oh, just one more thing.
You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna talk to Mike and JF. You're gonna wanna call 802-259-PISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 544 West Main Street, 209 Gallatin, Tennessee 37066. They got a Gmail, it's the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna let them know you exist. Message for Mike and JF. YKS Pod on Instagram for grill
pics. All right, Mike, this one comes to us from Kobe. Kobe! Howdy, fellas. I was talking with some friends living across the pond in the UK, and they were mocking my beautiful home state of Tennessee. I informed them a few wonderful things are from Tennessee. Mountain Dew, Jack Daniels, the KKK, that's not good. Dolly Parton, moon pies, and more. Can you think of anything else that Tennessee has blessed the world with? Love the show. All right. Mike, what else comes to mind when you think of good old Rocky Top here? This is your home state now. What do you think?
Is it my home state?
Shut up.
I was looking up stuff that... What was I looking up? I was looking up stuff the other day. I was looking up like what my actual home state was from. Or what it was famous for or whatever. And there's like a tank plant there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like
this is Brooklyn?
It's not Brooklyn.
Oh.
I'm trying to find it. God damn it. Oh, here it is. So I wrote it down. The restaurant, Wendy's, Cupie or whatever we have up there.
Right.
We have this a hamburger place called Cupie. And it's all staffed by like 80-year-old fat lunch lady types. They wear like the white uniforms with the little paper hats. It's very cute.
That
nicest
is cute.
Nicest people in the world. And everybody from my hometown likes to say Dave Thomas ripped off his idea for Wendy's. He got it from Cupie or whatever. And the homestay. And that's like the one thing you have to know about your hometown if anybody asks you about it, because there's like nothing else.
What is he supposed to have ripped off from Cupie? That they sell hamburgers?
They do the square burgers up there, JF.
I mean, what is that?
He just came in and stole it. And they have the, what is it called? What's the little ice cream thing called? Frosty?
The Frosty.
They had that. So he just came in and ripped them off.
So in your view, because you've been indoctrinated by your cult-like hometown, you think the reason Wendy's was successful is because they have the burgers are square.
Yeah, I guess that's what everybody thinks. And the number two thing was like there's the oil refinery and the tank plant. And so everybody's like, the terrorists are going to fucking take us out any moment.
Yep.
And then John Dillinger like stayed the night in jail there in like 1930. And everybody's like still talking about it, I guess. Huge up there.
U.S. infrastructure crippled after terrorists bomb Lima, Ohio oil refinery. That's awesome.
It's not called Lima, but
What's it called?
Lima. That's what the town is famous for, I guess. There's nothing really famous about it, is what I'm trying to say.
Pretty sure it's called Lima. We had a similar thing, of course, growing up. Fort Campbell was near where I grew up, and the idea there would be, of course, that's the home of the 101st Airborne, so the terrorists were going to take it out. and also, the Jimi Hendrix, I think, was briefly... I think Jimi Hendrix was in the military, right? That's what I remember, is that he was in the...
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe he was in the Air Force, because I heard that he was there. He was stationed at Fort Campbell for a little while, which, knowing how much I love Jimi Hendrix, I was like...
That's so pathetic.
That fucking rocks. Did he ever piss on anybody? Did he ever bring somebody up on stage and fill their mouth with hot piss? I don't think so. So, yeah, that's what comes to mind for me from Tennessee, but... I feel like there is one more thing. Let's see. What was it? Oh, yeah. It was the mysterious case of one Michael Hale. This dirty, rotten scoundrel maybe killed a guy or helped kill a guy. Not sure. I watched the video on 2x speed. I think you did it, you fucking dirtbag. You're probably 30 minutes late to it, too. All right. That's the show, everybody. I hope you had a good time. If not, sign us up for an annoying newsletter. I think that'd be really great to get in the inbox. Always puts a smile on my face when I hit block.
Ben Dominic's Epoch Times.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I think that's right, yeah. I'm reading it right now. It's really good.
Hey, guys. Listening to the episode where you make fun of, like, a self-taught engineer guy who, you know, like, has a workbench and busts up electronics and stuff and wastes money. And just wanted to ask, Jesse, I feel like we haven't heard much about your woodworking lately. How is your woodworking hobby going? Thanks. Bye.
The pandemic. I can't, because of the quarantine.
Can't get wood.
Come on.